Chapter 30. Reparation. Battle Barge Charybdis, Cargo Decks. Numeon felt the vibration through the deck beneath his feet. An explosion. During his vigil with the Primarch, he had turned off his vox. Now he re-engaged it again and picked up the urgent chatter from across the ship. A breach. Death Guard were aboard the Charybdis. He was about to reach out to Zetos when he heard the echo of booted feet coming from the corridor section ahead. He was still in the cargo decks, not far from the sanctum. A labyrinth, it was easy enough to get lost in the myriad tunnels if you didn't have your bearings. Crouching down into cover, Numeon listened and heard voices. The accent was thick and grating. He didn't recognize the words, but he knew the cadence. Barbaran. Numeon waited until he could see them. 5 legionaries, lightly armed and armored. Snub-nosed shotguns and bolters. Short, thick stabbing blades sheathed at their hips. Reconnaissance squad. They moved slowly and warily, but out of a practice drill mentality, and not because they were expecting trouble. This was a quiet infiltration, a dagger thrust, whilst the hammer blow fell elsewhere. The Death Guard were not here to destroy the ship. The other attacks aboard the Charybdis were a feint. They had come for Vulcan. Numeon drew Drokoros from its scabbard as quietly as he could. In the other hand, he had the sigil. Watching them from the shadows, he saw the last member of the reconnaissance squad pass by a junction before they disappeared down another corridor, definitely searching. Slipping from cover, his blade low and close to his side, Numeon stalked after them. He was nearing the junction where he had lost sight of the squad when he heard a guttural retort in Barbaran. One of the legionaries was coming back. Numeon was almost on top of him. Too late to turn back, he took the only course of action he had left. As the legionary came around the corner, Numeon rammed the sigil, hammerhead first, into his neck. His trachea instantly crushed, the Death Guard choked before gargling up his own blood as Drokoros punched into his chest and out through his back. As Numeon glared into the pallid face of the legionary, he saw slow realization in the dark eyes and gaunt expression. There was something sickly about these wretches. He had seen it on Rampart, behind the dirty faceplates of the destroyers, and now he saw it again in these warriors. "Surprise!" he whispered, leaving the legionary impaled so he could draw his bolt pistol. It took a few seconds for the rest of the squad to realize what had happened. By then, both sides were firing. Numeon unleashed a burst with Basilisk and saw another Death Guard go down, clutching a shattered knee. The other 3 shot up their comrade, who was being used as a meat shield. Dropping the body, Numeon was forced back around the corner by the sheer weight of fire. Hard shotgun booms shook the corridor, punctuated by the staccato 3-round bursts of a bolt gun. After a few more seconds, the barrage ceased, and Numeon was left with the ringing echo of weapon discharge. Smoke and the reek of cordite filled the oxygen-starved atmosphere. One of the Death Guard spat a curse in Barbaran. Then he reverted to Gothic.
"Outgunned, Drake," he said, his voice deep and rasping. "Give up, and I murder you, quick!"
Numeon detected another sound beneath the threats. He rolled back and threw himself away from the junction as the grenade went off, but it wasn't an explosive, not the killing kind anyway. Dense, flickering smoke spilled out from the grenade's impact point in a rapidly expanding cloud. His helmet lenses instantly crazed with static. All auto-sensors immediately failed. Just able to hear the booted feet rushing down on him, Numeon wrenched off his helmet and ducked into cover as a storm of solid shot and bolter shells filled the corridor. The Vox was dead. Even without his helmet, he could still have reached Zetos or one of the pyre, but the shroud bomb had occluded all comms. Packing crates made for a solid enough barrier, but they were taking hits. The Death Guard fired and then advanced, moving slowly and methodically as they closed on their prey. Numeon waited. He let the suppressing bursts diminish. He kept waiting, leaving it until he knew his enemy might have started to think they had clipped him and he was incapacitated, or even dead. Then he fired, one arm slung around the side of the crate, basilisk on full auto. It was a blind fire to keep the target small and a calculated risk. It practically drained the clip dry, but spewed out muzzle flare and explosive shells in a torrent. He heard a grunt, followed by a chest plate blowing out. It clattered loudly as it hit the deck. In his peripheral vision, he caught the splash of blood hosing the wall. A heavy thud followed. A body. "To left," he muttered, and slipped back farther into the cargo deck. They were coming. Echoing curses followed him as he moved quickly down a long, crowded corridor. Hard bangs from a bolter chased him, and he turned mid-flight to fire off a couple of dissuading shots. Basilisk clicked empty. His last rounds. No blade, no pistol. Numeon had the sigil, and that was it. Ostensibly a relic, it was still a hammer. On a pragmatic level, he could kill with it. He made it around the next corner. The gunfire at his back had reduced from burst to single shot. Conserving ammunition, or not intended to kill? A cold thought slipped into Numeon's gut as he realized he was being herded. The last two legionaries had split up. They had mapped the cargo hold and were moving to outflank him. Numeon heard the second one getting close, coming up on his blind side and trying to move quietly. Numeon sprang from his hiding place and hurtled across the next junction, knowing he would present a target to the second legionary, but hoping he was fast and sudden enough to spoil the Death Guard's aim. A shotgun blast rang through his eardrums, and he felt the bite of shell fragments in his left shoulder. It hit hard, and he staggered, but reached the next corridor section without serious injury. All thoughts of stealth abandoned, Numeon ran. He bolted past an expansive chamber, a small storage bay in the hold, and headed for the sanctum. Vulcan had been interred with his weapons. Forged for the hand of the Primarch, his sidearm could be wielded by a legionary two-handed. It was better than nothing. Numeon raised the Vox, but found the return to be patchy.
"This is Numeon," he said anyway. "The attack is a feint. They have come for the Primarch. They are here for Vulcan."
He cut the feed, needing to concentrate, trying to hear his enemies. Then he slowed, wondering how a 5-man reconnaissance squad was planning on executing a Primarch. They had no knowledge of Vulcan's condition, one way or another, or even if he was guarded. The sanctum was ahead, but the two chasing legionaries had stopped. Numeon could no longer hear them coming after him. He waited, crouched down in the shadows. Nothing. No muffled voices. No more curses. Either it was a trap, or they had simply stopped moving for some reason. Inaction was as likely to get him killed as action. The door to the sanctum remained inviolate. He decided to risk it. Tracing back the way he had just come, Numeon reached the threshold to the storage bay. What he saw standing in the middle of it turned his fiery blood cold. A teleportation homer. The sudden flash of light was blinding, forcing Numeon to turn away. Actinic energies arced and spat across the chamber, crawling up the walls and scorching the deck beneath. wreathed in corpuscent and standing in the middle of the room as the teleportation flare faded, was a hulking figure clad in cataphracty Terminator armor. With dirty white and green armor plate swathed with chainmail skirting, a pitted and begrimed warrior stared murderously at Numeon through slatted eye lenses. His high gorget obscured the lower half of his helm, and there were alchemical pipes jutting from his armored back like spines. Even on Istvan V, fighting against the notorious Death Shroud, Numeon had never seen its like. He was a monster, and he had come aboard the Charybdis to make sure Vulcan was dead. The Terminator lumbered into a sudden charge, his sheer strength and the power of his armor overcoming inertia. Twin lightning claws crackled ominously as he fed energy to the blades. He uttered no words, just an awful guttural dirge emitted from his helmet vocalizer. His footfalls were like a mortar barrage, clanging against the deck. Numeon fell back. He had lost sight of the other two legionaries, but could not worry about that now. As he ran back to the sanctum, holding out some insane hope that Vulcan might awaken when threatened, or that at least the Primarch's weapons would give him a fighting chance, Numeon cursed. How arrogant they had been! How foolish to think they could leave the protection of Macragge and sail the ruin storm like it was nothing. Their enemies had known what they carried before they had even left Port Hera, and now it would take something miraculous to hold on to it. He reached the sanctum and was about to open it when he turned instead. The Terminator was still coming. He had lost some ground, but the Death Guard's momentum was impossible to stop. Light from the deck above streamed down in murky grey shafts. It picked out kill markings, scores and wounds, the legacy of war this immense slab of armoured plate had endured. Numeon swung the sigil around in a two-handed grip. The haft was short and his hands touched, but he held it firmly. It was a symbol, a piece of the Primarch's old armour that had become a relic. How could he hope to stop this monster with a sigil? Numeon could not have known the poignancy of what he said next. It's also a hammer. The monstrous bellow through the Terminator's vox grill obliterated thought, as loud as a grenade blast and magnified by the close, inescapable confines of the hold. Like some mythical hero of old Nocturne facing down a drake of the deep, Numeon did not falter. He raised his chin, took firm grip, and readied to swing. Numeon roared, for to do anything else would mean facing the inevitability of his own death without the slightest measure of defiance, and he wanted to be defiant in the face of this thing.
Vulcan!
He swung, timing the blow precisely so it would reach the apex of its strength and be met by the momentum of the Terminator at the exact same moment. What happened next did so in a blur of motion and reaction. A shell burst struck the Death Guard in the side and tore off a chunk of ablative armor, making him stumble. He raised his head, looking towards the threat, but preparing to grind his enemy into a pulped mass, when a second shot clipped a knee joint and took out a servo. Suddenly unsure of his footing, the Terminator sagged to the left, and his shoulder guard ripped a gouge into the wall as he careened off it. The hammer struck the solar plexus, first denting the chest plate and then caving it in. Ceramite cracked and split, and adamantium sheared off like shed skin thrown by the concussive impact of the hammer. Mesh, skin, bones, organs all capitulated as the cataphracty armored legionary stopped dead, a pulse of abruptly arrested momentum radiating from the point where Numeon had struck him. The glass in a nearby temperature gauge shattered, Pipes groaned as they bent. The deck beneath crumpled and contracted as it was crushed. Then it was over. Numeon remained standing, the hammer outstretched, his mind still processing what had just happened. A heavily armored legionary lay dead in front of him. Cataphracti warplate sundered, a grim cavity yawning dark red where the chest should have been. No blood stained the hammer. It remained as it ever was, a symbol of Vulcan. That symbol, along with its wielder, took on fresh meaning for Zetos as he came forwards in a daze. His stunned gaze went from Numeon to the sigil and back again, before he sank to his knees. Zetos whispered the words, for he had not voice enough for anything stronger.
Vulcan lives!
Numeon nodded, and for the first time felt his brother's belief. It had become the mirror of his own.
He will, he promised. On Nocturne, the Lord of Drakes will rise from the ashes, and our legion shall be...
Numeon's eyes widened as he reached for Basilisk, knowing it was already empty. Caspian Hecht came out of the shadows and fired off two quick shots. Too late to react, Numeon felt both shells narrowly miss his skull. They found their mark behind him, where the two remaining legionaries from the reconnaissance squad lay dead. One shot in the neck, the other the heart. Death was almost instantaneous. Zetos turned, back on his feet, and saw his outstretched pistol in the grey legionary's hand.
The other one, with the shattered knee, I finished at close range, said Hecht,
holding out the pistol muzzle first for a few seconds before turning it around and offering up the handle grip.
Your weapon, Salamander, he added calmly.
Zetos took it, but then turned back to Numeon.
How, brother? How?
Numeon's answer was profound.
Vulcan.